Begin the current daf Masechtas Nazir, daf Yud Beis. Begin on the Beis. Begin Tosfos Masechta. Begin with the Gemara. That time because Rachman Ishim Firena. Oh, so what's the reason why Rabbi Yishias has this halacha that the Apotrophus cannot do it? Which Tosfos points out, Nichel Leilai Subikam Rabbi Yishias. We just want to ask the question, Oz Rabbi Yishias, because the Rabbi Yishias said, "Mutzalei Subehedu." Rabbi Yishias asked this question right up. He says clearly that the Apotrophus could do it. We just want to infer that Rabbi Yishias doesn't let it because of Gzeis Hakasa, but technically he would let it. Continuing with the words of the Gemara, so harehen kayomen. So if you say that I want them all to be valid, so lemaklum. The husband says it before he leaves. He hasn't said anything. Why? Tosfos explains that kama b'tayis, because that's a validation. That's an error. Why an error? Because the shema taught the bedavashi absolutely lehek lakum. Maybe she's gonna make a net to something that he can't handle, and therefore, even though he's saying that he is, it's considered an error. Now, the Gemara says could tosfos must leave for lahu that. If it's true that we're going like that man, the Amar, so then let him do it, Pierce, as Tosfos explained, because Shazam basically, when he leaves his house, what is in the Dabachabah? So the Gemara says, okay, as we continue with the words, Gemara, Dima Mashtilna, which is a Lashon Shkoga, a terminology of error, a Machidna, or I'll be perturbed, and a death in the road, all the Kachwitz live in the Sabachabah, so a technical reason, therefore, I almost want the Port of Bachabah. By Sabachabah, you may wish that because the caretaker will be settled in his consciousness, and therefore, yeah, he could do it himself, but. He'd rather have a pachabas. Then Tosfos asks, take a second look and says, "What do you mean? So when he's going to come back, he's going to be perturbed? You do that for right now. Now he remembers and now he's settled." Hashem says, "What you could say is, he doesn't want to say it should be nullified. He only wants it from the dumb that he's when he's actually leaving. I've learned dumb now when he's thinking about his trip a week before, he doesn't want to do it right now. That's a little difficult. That's harsh." Abakash, what is difficult is the lema lahashem. Why doesn't he tell it right now? Called the dogam shadiduk lemishik esach ashab yimufavim. Why didn't he tell it? What, I'm telling it to you now, but it's only going to be for when I leave. Hashem says, "What you can say is the meturchach tibuk tata beinem." Yeah, but it's still going to cause a fight. She's like, "Kosh lalem." That's always harsh for her. Now, when the dogam b'maylan, and actually in the sense of dogam, the Gemara asks, "E bayla matzim meifah b'leishmeizko." Could the husband be meifah without hearing it? And began my father the shliach inim elas, and the hafar of the shliach is not even effective on the shema habal haneder. So it's only when the husband hears the neder. That's what the Gemara explains within the Nafayin Beis and Beis. Now, Pirush and the Farish, according to this, you have to explain. Leifel Ihu, when the Gemara is saying over here, let him do that far. Pirush, in other words, Kishi Yisra, when he's going to travel, Yavel Abal, the husband will do that far. But Toyla Afar, that far is going to be effective. Bli Kishi Yav Abal, Bishma Neder, when he comes and he hears it. Now, Vimimtin Lahafar, Achi Yosha Bishma, the problem is he's going to wait to do that far until when he comes back and hears it. That's what the Gemara is saying. Shabi Yir Torah, he might be perturbed, like Kishishma, he has jet lag, and he's going to be Yishtak Malafa, and he's going to be silent from doing that far. And therefore, we're saying leifel mahashta to do that far right now, but tell afar kashishma, let it be effective when he hears it, and that is ubish leimi sabikarabon nichibio. Like doing fine, the leimat maybe you cannot do that far. The Gemara says no. Keep me like a belezer mashani. The Gemara answers because dimot teridna kashiyat lisa. Maybe it might be determined he wants to travel. Kibish like explain I cannot go, and therefore again that's why he has the apotropos to it. Next, this has to begin with the words of the Mishnah. Where the guy says, "I'm taking upon myself to be mgleich chatzin nazir," and Tosfos quotes from the Mishnah, "B'shamach abeir ba'amani," and his friend hears and he says, "And me." Tosfos says, "B'chdinok," and this is really picking for nothing because the berishon nami pligid machleik is even in the first person. It's just like the same symmetry of the previous Mishnah where the second guy says, "And me too." Next, his master begins with the words of Gemara. Rabbi Rabba says, "Hakomoy remember the grease by mechatzik kabbanz nazir alai that half of the kabbanz of nazir is upon me." So chatzik kabbanz ma'isi, you bring half of the kabbanz because as Tosfos explains, "Kimish atola chatzik b'kabbanz." Since you made the half depend on the carbon, shama chatzik kabbanz says half the kabbanz. But they paga the carbon, and the girsa of Marav Ranshberg is that half a kabbanz shiach chab that an individual is obligated. Most of mechamet neder, you can make yourself obligated in another. Fine, that makes sense. And the words of the Mishnah are, and the words of the Gemara, "Kabanz chatzin nazar life." You say, "Kabanz have half a nazar me." Everyone agrees, "Kabanz shalom by less," so you have to bring a full carbon because there's no half nazar. Next, says Masal, the beginning of the Gemara, "My time in Lashkechan Nazir Lapago." What's the reason of this last halacha? Because we don't find Nazir is halfway. As Tosfos explained, given the Samach Tabis chatzin etzel nazar, since you have the word chatzin, the other words nazar, Mashma Medibur, it sounds like from his words that the chatzin nazir is going, the word chatzin is going to nazir is. There's no half baked nazar. So they're going to be having everything. Let's continue the words of the Gemara. Keep like, so what are they? What's the case they're disagreeing about? But Lishna Masin and the wording of the Mishnah, which is like words of Rav Ransberg, that's like you when you're saying Harini Nazir, I am a Nazir. Since you said it's upon me to be Maglech, if you said just those words, you're really obligating the whole carbon, according to Ramey the Tovas Lash Rishon, that he says you go based on the first thing the person says. Now when he said, then right after when he says, the next words have another lekakamine. You can't do that. It's already said the kabbalah have another zami. The ma'aser kamashami have to mean the whole carbon. But this is a question. It's difficult because it might come a high lishna. Why are we saying this wording? When you say on me, ichai b'kuli obligated in everything, and that's the reason. It should be like similar to like someone who says the kabbalah have another zami, which rabbans have been in the they hold. Yeah, but you have been with the pesach with that because mechazi kabbalah another zami. But they say no, it's like they have to kabbalah the zami. This is what you can say is the Hadam Rabbi. This is what Rabbi says. Kabbalah is chazi nazar lai. When you say the kabbalah of have nazar is ami the kula bayasi, you have to bring everything. Mishum the chazi koyah nazar, because the word chazi is going the word nazar. A mashal b'masnit, but in the word of the Mishnah, this sounds like the lishna the chazi koyah aolai. There, the Gemara couldn't say this interpretation because it sounds like chazi is going on me. Kamishom chazi kabbalah nazar lai. Have the kabbalah nazar me. So then, what would be the pshat remeah? And if we have to say the pshat remeah is because of specifically of the halach of tavas lashon region. Next is master begin with the. Of the Gemara, Rin and Nazi Geshila Ben, the next Mishnah. I'm a Nazir when I'm going to have a Ben, Peterson. In other words, Haydo Beshvach LaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's giving thanks and praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Jachanani, that he had grace on me and was Zikani, and he married me, Benoli Ben, and I was born to me a son. Reini, as the words of Mishnah are, Nazir, which we want to talk about. The Gemara says, obviously, he's going to be a Nazir, because he said he'll be a Nazir when he has a Ben, he had a Ben. The words in Mishnah are, now, if he has a Bas, Tum Dabad Yarinus, a daughter, or without a sign of gender, both signs of gender, and another sign of nazar. And the reason is because that's not considered significant as a son. Says Gemara, says Hanami probably going to ask on that also. Obviously, he said a son, not one of these. Now, Taisa says about says this wording, which the Mishnah, the words in the Mishnah are kasher erli vlad. And I'm going to see a child. Oh, then if a tum regin is nazar, and even if a tum regin is going to be nazar, Taisa says Hanami probably going to appreciate this. Gemara also is obvious because they are ultimately children. Next test master the words of the Mishnah, which is the next actually the first two words on the next daf on the manal, Hepila Ishtai. Now, if his wife miscarried, then we said in the Mishnah he's not gonna be Nazar, Machalikis Yudin Reb Shimon. Now, when it says his wife miscarried, so Tais explains, well, we don't know Enafel, who was it a stillborn, or Ben Kayama, who was it a fully developed child, because Lichadash and developed a full 9 months. And the gear says, Oi, or Vishamez Bameima just died in the womb of the mother. So that's what the Mishnah says. Tanakama says, In a Nazi, it's not a Nazi, which is Gemara Moka like a Behud, the Gemara is going like a Behud. The subject is, Lemokas in Nafshilis, a person does not put himself in the situation of doubt. And this situation of doubt, so he would never take such an edit, but not an edit. Now, Marav Ranchberg adds out the words, but Bishimin, Chayishlis, a Bishimin, however, is concerned for a situation of Safik. And therefore, the Safik knows how it is ultimately a Safik of Nazir, it's a doubt. Because Dimma ben Kayama, Mashapil, maybe what was miscarried was a viable child. So, it's good to stipulate to say as follows. In ben Kayama, if it's a valid child, I'm in the Nazir, I'm made a so obviously I'm obligated to see this from my first words that I said when I'm going to have a child. The main by Kayama, if it's not, it was not a viable child, it didn't develop a full term. The law of the Buddha, including therefore what I said, has no standing. So I read Nazir in the Dabba, so I'm going to do Naziris as a donation. Let me know. It's me'at, I read him a couple of Naziris. Right now, I'm accepting upon myself Naziris. Either way, my Naziris is going to count a 30-day of Naziris. So maybe come on, I said, we need to come on those. I'm going to have a great dinner of wine and hair cutting. Shimless, and I came because if he does not make such a stipulation, call Yom of Hayim Kuklib, Shimakorim, Shimon, he's going to be messed up all his days. Because the Misfakal, the Matsal Legalech, you can't go ahead and do the hair cutting procedure out of doubt, because you might be a Nazir. Or you might not be able to bring karbonis. Either way, yes, call yama b'yayin b'tikalach l'tumah. And so, therefore, out of doubt, you're going to be forbidden the wine and hair cutting and tumah. And this explains that Reb Shimon Le'Paliga had the nedli ben tumtum v'chulu. It doesn't disagree in the previous halachas of when you have a child that's a tumtum, etc. The like l'svuki, there's no doubt. The shamak shi'i l'ben when he said, "You have a son." But lohaydati l'ben vada. It's not like a suffix. It was definitely for a definite son, but tumtum, not a tumtum. So now he would agree it's not going to be chayv. The Reb Shimon only disputes when he miscarries a male child. The Misaf Kalei Reb Shimon had a Ben Kayama, but Ben Kayama, it's just maybe it was a full-fledged son, maybe not. And before then, the Misaf Reb Shimon questions his teaching is going back on the first halacha. He says I'm going to have a son and miscarried, etc. So that's what we're saying that yes, you'll be chai when it's a son, but when it's a son, it's between Reb Huda and Reb Shimon.